Chapter 1. Introduction to Sam. The story opens with 16-year-old Samantha McAllister, who struggles with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, specifically the type known as pure O, where obsessive thoughts dominate rather than compulsive behaviors. Sam belongs to a group of popular but superficial friends who are unaware of her OCD. She navigates her life trying to hide her struggles, feeling isolated and misunderstood. Samantha McAllister is introduced as a teenager battling the relentless grip of OCD. Her condition, pure O, manifests through obsessive, intrusive thoughts that she cannot control. Despite her popularity, Sam feels profoundly isolated because her friends, the Crazy Eights, are unaware of her condition. Each day is a tightrope walk, managing her mental health while maintaining the facade of normalcy among friends who value appearances over authenticity. Chapter 2. Meeting Caroline. Sam meets Caroline, a new girl who openly discusses her own battle with depression. Caroline introduces Sam to a secret poetry club at school, a haven for those grappling with their own demons. The poetry club becomes a place where Sam begins to feel accepted and understood for the first time. Caroline's entry into Sam's life marks a pivotal shift. Caroline's frankness about her depression provides Sam a glimpse of the possibility of openness and acceptance. This connection leads Sam to the secret poetry club, where she meets a diverse group of peers, including a boy named AJ. The club becomes a sanctuary, where the power of words helps Sam begin to articulate her fears and desires. It's a space where she starts to find solace and strength in her vulnerability. Chapter 3. Discovering Real Friendship. Sam forms a close bond with AJ and other members of the poetry club. Her interactions here contrast sharply with those with her old friends, who remain unaware of her internal struggles. The poetry club helps Sam explore her identity beyond her OCD. Within the poetry club, Sam discovers genuine friendships for the first time. AJ, a boy with his own struggles, becomes a significant figure in her life. Their budding relationship is built on mutual understanding and respect, a stark contrast to the superficial connections with her old friends. The poetry club becomes a crucible where Sam's true self is forged, where her OCD does not define her, but is just a part of her journey. Chapter 4. The Twist. A shocking revelation occurs when it is revealed that Caroline, the girl who brought Sam to the poetry club, is a figment of Sam's imagination. Caroline was based on a real girl who died years ago, and Sam's mind created her as a coping mechanism. This twist undermines the narrative of overcoming obstacles through real human connection. The narrative takes a dramatic turn when Sam discovers that Caroline, her guiding friend, is not real. Caroline was an imaginary friend created from the memory of a girl who once existed but had tragically passed away. This twist brings a jarring shift in the story, challenging the authenticity of Sam's journey. The revelation feels like a betrayal, as it negates the genuine human connections and support systems that seem to be forming around Sam. Chapter 5. Coping with the Revelation. Reeling from the revelation, Sam's world feels as if it's crumbling. The realization that Caroline was a mental construct shakes her deeply, making her question the reality of her progress. However, the unwavering support from her family, particularly her understanding parents and therapist, provides a lifeline. The poetry club members, though unaware of Caroline's true nature, continue to be a source of comfort and strength, helping Sam navigate this new phase of her journey. Chapter 6. Finding Strength in Reality. Sam decides to face her reality head-on, without relying on imaginary friends. She continues to participate in the poetry club, finding real connections and support. Her relationship with AJ grows stronger, built on mutual understanding and respect. Determined to move forward, Sam chooses to confront her fears and insecurities without the crutch of an imaginary friend. The poetry club remains her sanctuary, where she channels her thoughts and emotions into words. Her relationship with AJ blossoms, founded on genuine care and empathy. Together, they navigate their respective challenges, finding strength in their shared vulnerability and growth. In the final chapters, Sam reaches a place of acceptance. She understands that her OCD is a part of her, but does not wholly define her. Through therapy, family support, and the poetry club, she learns to manage her condition and build meaningful relationships. Sam's journey is one of resilience and growth, ending on a hopeful note as she looks forward to the future with newfound confidence and self-acceptance. Conclusion. Every Last Word by Tamara Ireland Stone is a poignant exploration of mental illness, friendship, and self-discovery. The story follows Samantha McAllister, a teenager with OCD, as she navigates the complexities of her condition and her quest for genuine connections. Despite a controversial twist, the book beautifully portrays the importance of support systems and the power of words in healing. Sam's journey from isolation to acceptance offers a compelling and hopeful message about finding strength within oneself and through authentic relationships.